So let's talk about some special formulas that can be used in the time value of money. These special formulas apply to cash flows of a certain structure. And the first formula I want to look at is the perpetuity. The perpetuity refers to constant fixed cash flows. So it's like an annuity without end, or an infinite annuity. And the formula is the present value of the perpetuity as of time t is equal to the next expected cash flow, which is denoted as C with a subscript of t plus 1, divided by the discount rate, or the required rate of return. Now, notice in the numerator, we are using the next expected cash flow, and this is because the present value, if you recall, is forward-looking. So we're looking at the present value of the future expected cash flows. If you think about what types of securities are valued as perpetuities, well, if I could hear you, you might be saying preferred stock is valued as a perpetuity. In addition, a British consol is also a type of perpetuity. So let's take an example. Let's suppose that we have a security that pays $100 per year forever. So this would be considered a perpetuity since it is a fixed, even cash flow that occurs forever. The discount rate is 10%. Now, if you use the perpetuity formula, we would simply take the $100, divide by 0.1, and we would have a present value of $1,000. Let's take a look at another example. Suppose you will receive a perpetual stream of $1 quarterly payments starting 5 years from today. What is the present value given an annual interest rate of 15% compounded quarterly? All right, there's a couple of items to take note of in this example. First of all, the payments do not start until 5 years from today. So this is actually a deferred perpetuity because the first payment does not start in 1 year. It starts 5 years from today. Also, we have a 15% annual rate, which is compounded quarterly. So we need to make an adjustment to this interest rate to take into account the quarterly compounding. And also, where we receive these payments on a quarterly basis. So let's shift our focus to quarters on the timeline. So thinking in terms of quarters, what's the first quarter in which we receive a payment? The first quarter in which we receive a payment would be quarter 20, because we don't receive a payment until 5 years from today, which translates into the 20th quarter.